What did you see that kind of was a breakdown?
Several breakdowns.
How important is it to improve that, you know, this weekend, especially when you go up against an all-pro game?
It's very important. We know we need to perform better. You know, we can't put our defense in bad situations, like I said last night. So, but we're on to the next game. You know, we got to prepare for Jacoby, and we know how good he is and what he's capable of. So, confident we'll have it fixed.
How do you? Is it a matter of like doing an assignment where an assignment got missed, or is it a matter of doing an assignment better than it was done?
Both. I think a little bit of both.
Is that? I mean, how do you do that at this stage of the season? Obviously, you guys are working on
this. Just go back to the basics. Go back to, you know, the fundamentals and the rules that we have as coverage players, and you know, just doing our job better and doing our assignments better. And you know, it's been a strength for us this season. Kickoff coverage has been a strength for us, and you know, like I said, I'm confident that we'll get it fixed.
Matthew, your thoughts on Ray Lewis's last season? He announced it a couple weeks ago. Just your thoughts on him as a player over the last 17 years and what he's meant to the NFL?
I think he's changed the game. I think he's been kind of a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-generation type player. You know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for him and what he's accomplished in his career. You know, as a fan of the game, as, you know, fancy myself a historian of the game also. So, you know, all the respect in the world to him, but, you know, we're playing the Ravens, too. It's not just him out there. They got a good football team across the board.
The scores and the types of games in games between the Patriots and the Ravens in the last 4 or 5 years makes it seem like that's probably been the most consistently difficult opponent for you guys. Do you guys feel that way, that that's been maybe the team it's been as close a rivalry as any you've had?
I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but we do know that they're a tough football team. They know how to play us well. And they compete and play the game the right way. And, you know, that's why they've had so much success over the past, you know, several years. And it's been no different against us. They've played us well every time we played them, so we expect it to be the same kind of game this week.
Is that one of the things about them that sort of maybe mirrors you guys, is the resiliency? I mean, you've taken some punches over the course of the season and in years past and managed to get back up from it, and it seems that they can do the same.
No question. That a lot of mental toughness over there, and I think it starts with their leadership, obviously. And, you know, obviously Coach Harbaugh is doing a great job, and, you know, I don't think it's a mystery that Ray is the leader of that team and what he's been able to do the last 17 years and building an identity there and a mentality of how they're going to play football and the way they're going to compete. And they're never going to give up in a football game, and I think they showed that last week, so we know we're up against a tough opponent this week.
I know it doesn't necessarily guarantee anything, but had Denver won, you're going to Denver. To have the game here, the AFC Championship game here at home, which kind of advantage is that for you guys?
Well, I guess the only way we look at it is we don't have to travel, and hopefully our fans will be, you know, into the game, and I'm sure they will be loud and ready to go. But, you know, all that matters is what happens in between the lines come Sunday. And you know, the Ravens, they'll go play in the backyard. They don't care. So we know that. And, you know, we're going to go out and fight them.
Hey, Matt, Brendan Iambadejo starting the trash talk already, talking about the Patriots' hurry-up offense is a gimmick and can't respect it. What do you think about that? He's tweeting all that stuff out. What do you think about those kind of comments?
I don't think about those kind of comments.
No response?
None.